There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. Nations will be in dismay. People will die of fright. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. How about those Bears? How about Notre Dame? How about this weather? Beautiful golf weather. Reminds me of an outing I had with the priests earlier this year outside of Peru. Priests get together 4 or 5 times. It's on the 18th hole, and I had a beautiful second shot past the green, just past the green, about a yard off the green. The green was severely steep, and I knew it was going to be a hard shot because anything on the green was just going to run right past the hole and off the front end of the green. So I had to visualize the shot. I knew I just had to pop it up just a little bit to barely get it on the green and allow it to trickle down to the hole. This is a distraction, isn't it? We like distractions. We don't want to hear about the end of the world, people dying of fright. It's too negative. Keep it light. Keep it enjoyable. Reminds me of our priest seminarian professor when I was in school. He said one of the unintended consequences of Vatican II was the formation of priests into nice guys. What he meant by that is priests should be first and foremost a pastor of souls. Their job is not to be a nice guy. Their job is to get people into heaven, to shepherd them there, to guide them there. The challenge then of this gospel is to take seriously the call to holiness and not to be distracted by what goes around us, the anxieties of the world. That is not to say, that we need to be ignorant of the world. We should be conscious of social evils. Reminds me of the story of the church during Nazi Germany that was right along the railroad line. It was taking the Jews to the concentration camps where they were exterminated. Boxcars full of Jews were crying out for help. And during the Sunday service, all the people could do was sing a little louder so they wouldn't be distracted by the cries for help. We must not be distracted that way. We must face on what is going on in the world. Because the world, as St. John tells us plainly at the beginning of his gospel, the world is in darkness. It's in darkness today. But Christ comes to the world as the light of the world. That's the purpose of the Advent wreath, to remind us in the dark times, Jesus is here. That's why we light the Easter candle. But Jesus comes into the darkened church during the Easter vigil as the light of the world, and that light spreads to others so that we become light to others. Our Holy Father, Pope Benedict, is asking for a year of faith because he recognizes that the faith is shaky right now throughout the world. People are no longer believing. Catholics are dropping off for various reasons. Their faith is weak. So he wants to have this year of faith that began in October and will end in next November. And he's asking dioceses, he's asking parishes, he's asking families, individuals, to take up the challenge of faith. So this coming year, we'll be hearing more and more about different aspects of our faith, one of which we heard in the Gospel today, that we say at the end of the Creed, that Jesus will return at the end of the world. Jesus tells us plainly, that this will happen. People will die of fright. Will they die because the world is ending? Or will he die because of fear of judgment? That's how the early church interpreted that. They weren't living holy lives. And so judgment day catches them unawares. They were busy with the anxieties of other things. They were distracted by other things. They weren't taking care of their spiritual soul. So our Holy Father is asking for us to take care of our soul first and foremost, to have things in proper perspective, put faith first in our lives. And so the church has always taught that just as Jesus came once into the world, he is coming back. And this time he is coming as the eternal judge. That's explained in Matthew 25. It says the world will be assembled before him. He will be seated on his throne, and he will separate people one from another as simply as a farmer can tell the difference between a sheep and a goat. And the criteria of judgment is what? Good works. Those who are destined for heaven are the ones who helped the poor, gave drink to the thirsty, food to the hungry, clothed the naked, visited those who were ill or in prison. In short, they went out of themselves. For as often as you do this to the least of my brothers, you do this to me, Jesus said. And those going to damnation, that's a negative word, are they particularly evil people? No. But they were particularly selfish people. They did not help others. They only cared about themselves. And so Jesus is trying to get across to us, that all of us will be judged. That all of us will have to stand before him. And that we who are aware of this take care of our spiritual soul first, so that we can stand erect at the coming of the Lord, that we will not die of fright, because we also know that God is merciful, that God is loving, that Jesus comes to strengthen us. How? Through the Gospel. How? Through the Eucharist. Another deep aspect of our faith as Catholic Christian. No other religion has this. For we believe that the bread and wine is changed into his body, his blood, his soul, and his divinity. That when we partake of Jesus, we're partaking of the Lord. It's not so much that he can become like us, but that we become like him. He transforms us. Not the other way around. And that's part of the problem. Many people have this idea, I tell God what to do. God doesn't tell me what to do. I do what I want with my body. No. Our call is one of serious faith. Putting God first, the call to holiness. This is the first Sunday of Advent. Like on January 1st, people make all kinds of secular resolutions. We should be making spiritual resolutions for this coming year of faith. That we put God first above everything else. That we pray for ourselves, pray for our spouses, pray for our families as a family. Have an Advent wreath. Pray the rosary individually. Pray the rosary in common here. Join the rosary group that prays every evening. Attend daily mass. Do what you can now while you have the time, so that the day will not catch you unawares. So we need to pray. Pray for others too. Pray for the world that is in darkness. Pray that by what we say and don't say, but what we do and don't do, we may bring them the light of Christ, that they too can take that light to others.